The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Waiting. There are many times when we will wait on the Lord. As you're waiting to see God's fingerprints, He's never late, but seldom early. One concept that comes to mind is when I'm at the theater, waiting for the movie to begin. Some of you can relate to this. You may have to watch previews first, but that movie is the main event, the reason you're there in the first place. You may enjoy the previews, the trailers, or not, but your mind keeps coming back to the movie you are expecting. Life is a little like that example. While going through our day-to-day activities, our mind keeps coming back to that item we've been praying about, waiting for the answer from God. Waiting is one of the many seasons we go through in this spiritual life. Consider the example of the apostles waiting on the promise of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 1. Christ showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. James chapter 5. Dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Consider the farmers, who patiently waited for the rains in the fall and in the spring. They eagerly look for the valuable harvest to ripen. You, too, must be patient. Take courage, for the coming of the Lord is near. Psalm 27. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 37. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Proverbs 20, say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. Romans 15, such things were written in the Scriptures long ago to teach us, and the Scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. Romans 8, we wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as his adopted children, including the new bodies he has promised us. We were given this hope when we were saved. If we already have something, we don't need to hope for it. But if we look forward to something we don't yet have, we must wait patiently and confidently. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. One of my very best friends was recently involved in a serious car crash. His car was totaled. While in the hospital, he experienced complications. And now we are all waiting for my friend to progressively breathe on his own so they can safely take him off the respirator. We can only guess what the future holds, but we do know who holds the future. So God gives us peace. He's very much in these circumstances as we continue waiting. Isaiah 40. Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Take courage, my dear brother or sister in the Lord. You live by faith. Now continue to walk by faith. May our God keep your soul steadfast. He is in the waiting.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.